The first one was the old Cass Whiskers with my granddad. And that was a long time ago, so that went on for some time. I mean, I'd be 3 or 4 years old then.
So that would have been 19...
It would have been 1921, so I had to be about 1925 when I was a bit knowledgeable, at least seeing what was going on.
And what was the crystal set? What did it look like?
I can't remember. Two wires or something like that. That was about all I can remember of that.
Was there a speaker or a headphone or what?
I can't remember the speaker. I remember the gramophone with the HMV one with the great horn on and a wind-up. I remember that gramophone. Yes, I mean, most people had a radio, but they weren't ten a penny like they are now. And but as I say, they're kind of biggish sets. But there's some cabinet ones that were really nice. You know, we've got the gramophone and radiograms, which they used to call. I mean, they're quite a nice piece of furniture with a radio and gramophone. Where we had one of those. I remember my little Bakelite set. Now, that hadn't got great bowels on it, though.
No.
I mean, the transistor came out. When did the transistor came out? When was that?
That was early 60s.
Early 60s, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I remember those days. But in the days before that, I remember the old flaming valve, those really great big ball things. I remember those. I tried to build them, but I got two. The thing to bear in mind is the earliest one is the Ready Fusion one. And that would be about 1932, 1933, round about there. And that was just a box where you got really clear reception, but only limited channels. Home channel, and then there's another one. And then, of course, there's Luxembourg, which was a pop one, and didn't have pop top ten in those days. They just played it. But most people really listen to that because it's dead boring on Sunday.
What did Luxembourg play?
Luxembourg was more of the modern one. The modern tunes.
Yeah.
I remember my dad, now that would be in the 30s when the Depression was on, and he was, somebody was going to be made redundant, one of the two, and my dad, I remember the tune that was out then, "If things may not look right, they all turn out all right if you keep painting the clouds with sunshine." Now, that was the tune that was on during that day.
Yeah.
And they'd be the 30s. But anyway, he wasn't made redundant, fortunately. But I remember that. But I can't remember the sound of the radio till I got a Bakelite one, I think, about first one I ever got. What year would that be, though?
That would be 30s, wouldn't it?
It'd be in the 30s still. But the Bakelite one, but they all had valves in those days. The valves I used to try and make one, but I never managed it. But they had valves in there, and you used to have an aerial. Sure.
It's always a good idea. It's always a good idea to have an aerial.
Yeah, but I mean a big one. They used to have one at the bottom of the garden, sticking up like
that. Oh, right.
like a wind turbine.
on the BBC, the programmes you remember, In Town Tonight?
Yes, remember In Town Tonight, plenty of those. In Town Tonight, In Town Tonight.
That's all you remember that, don't you?
Yes, the roar of London traffic.
we stopped the roar of the London traffic.
In Town Tonight.
What happened after that bit? You just remember it started.
I need my memory jogging.
Up. Once again, we stop the mighty roar of London's traffic, and from the great crowds, we bring you some of the interesting people who've come by land, sea, and air to be in town tonight.
There's quite a number of programmes. I mean, you know, Tommy Handley, but when you're going, Tommy Handley and Enoch, Ramsbottom, Enoch, and me.
What was that in?
That was Comedy 3. "Let me tell you," he used to say.
Did he?
That was one of his things.
Was it funny?
That was Enoch.
Was it funny?
Ramsbottom and me.
Workers' playtime,
yes. Workers' playtime, I remember that, definitely. What years are we going now?
Well, that's 40s.
I'm going to say you're going into the 40s now.
Sandy Powell. Tell me about Sandy Powell.
Sandy Powell, can you hear me, Mother?
What did he say that for?
He always used to say it.
For any reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of his things. He goes, can you hear me, mother?
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Ed Ducariati with...
Bruh, do you have to have your trousers pressed just before we go on the air?
Well, actually, I like to look smart.
What about that ventriloquist thing?
Oh, you mean Peter Brook and Archie Andrews?
Which was the ventriloquist?
Yeah, ventriloquist was Peter Brook, and the dummy was more popular. He was the key of the show.
So what did the dummy say on the radio?
He was doing comedians.
Yeah, but the dummy didn't speak, though, surely?
Yeah. Well, the dummy didn't speak, but the dummy did speak.
Yeah.
Because he was a ventriloquist, and he was saying the things, the stupid things that Peter Brook used to ask him. Then he used to come back with some back chat. And it was good, he was very
so
good.
So it's just a chap with two voices?
He just sat on his knee saying, just as if he's a human being, a couple of comedians.
How could you see it sat on his knee? It's radio.
Well, it's supposed to be, well, I don't know, but...
Here is the Midnight News, and this is Alvar Liddell reading it.
Alvar Liddell, that's a newsman.
Yes.
That's the one who read the war news, I think.
He did, late 30s into the 40s.
That's into the 40s then.
He was first on air when you were 16.
Well, there's Tommy Handley lot was there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mop.
was she reading the news?
Tommy Handley show.
Oh, she wasn't reading the news.
Mrs. Mop, she's in Tommy Handley. So Mrs. Mop used to say, can I do you now, sir?
Can I do you now, sir?
Germany calling to say that the British Empire
is
in danger.
Oh, yes. Germany calling.
Do you remember actually listening to that?
I remember listening to it, yes. So that would be, you ran to 39 to 45, weren't you? Probably 40.
So what did people over here say about him? And why were they listening? Why did they bother putting it on?
Well, it was interesting. It was interesting. When he said no, we took a blind bit of notice of him, really.
Did they laugh at him or did they believe it?
No, didn't believe it at all. It was just a joke.
Yeah.
But you listened to it because he's a programme.
Germany calling, Germany calling, Germany calling.
What would they say? The wavelength, didn't he? This is... what wavelength was it?
Oh, he was on loads, wasn't he? Because he was relayed on Luxembourg and quite a few.
He had a wavelength.
Station Bremen and station DXB on the 31-metre band.
On the so-and-so band and the so-and-so band.
Yes, he had a wavelength band.
Well, why can't you remember them? It's appalling.
I know, but I never thought anybody'd ask me.
Goodbye, everyone, and here's to the next time.